urban music now incorporated in Milwaukee, and this is our next reader.
So Early Music Now, they are qualified as a mid-sized organization. They have one full-time and one part-time employee and a board of 15. With a board of up to 15, their current slate is 9. They would like to add 3. They are in Milwaukee, which is an urban center. They were incorporated in 1986, and they are focused on presenting music composed pre-1800s, which is also quite a niche. In the past year, 880 people were engaged and 160 youth or children. I would note that they mentioned in their activity summary that no single group made up more than 25% of their audience, which I think is probably inaccurate. Over 50% of the groups they present come from outside the U.S., which brings some diversity to their programming. They do not have their own venue. They perform in multiple spaces around the Milwaukee area, including churches, University of Wisconsin, the Tripoli Shrine Center, and a retirement community. One of the things they noted is that they are considered one of the top 5 presenters in the nation. I don't know how that is assessed. I don't know where that information would come from, and I think it would benefit us to know that.
Didn't they say early music presenters?
And early music presenters. Still, I don't know how many there are.
Yeah.
If there are 5 and they are one of the top 5, then that's great. If there's 150 and they're one of the top 5, that's better. I just don't know how that is assessed. They give free educational concerts and master classes for K through 12. They do free outreach at schools, retirement communities, and libraries. Their programming is very specific to a particular art form and time frame. And within that genre, they serve their cultural mission pretty consistently. They did take a step outside of those fairly traditional or easily understood boundaries and presented the Tibetan monks. It's a program called the Mystical Arts of Tibet. The music itself falls into the time frame they're talking about. It's a fairly ancient art form, but there was a cultural exploration that was definitely different than what they typically present. I think it was well received, which I was pleased to see them do. It's difficult, possibly, I don't know, within the art form to find people of color, but they might want to address diversity within their artists and see if there's something they can do there. They have a lean board, but they seem able. Be nice to know how their board is actually structured, what the committees are, and how they are involved with the decision making, because I did not see that. The narrative spoke regarding budget. They had a $71,000 deficit. They explained it, and I did not make the note, so I can't explain it to you myself, but I'll look. But they did not talk about how they addressed or resolved that deficit, which is concerning. They lost a significant donor, and they have more focus on corporate and foundation gifts in their fundraising. They did survey their audience to understand what their interests are. I would like to see how they're approaching the broader community rather than their already targeted small audience. Maybe they have an opportunity to educate their broader audience a little more, develop new. And their free outreach activities at the various community centers was a real plus. I'm not sure if they're seeing new audience being developed from those efforts, but I would think that's what they would want. Their strategic plan was from 2012. So it's out of date. It'd be nice to see a new one. They didn't address their planning procedure other than to note they plan early and begin marketing in March for the coming season. I'd like to see a higher response rate on their surveys. And I didn't get a sense, maybe because they're mid-sized, they don't need to, but how the budget is broken out to support their various initiatives, that would be a useful piece of information. Half of the budget is salaries, 10% is marketing, Don't know what the artist fees were because the 990 did not have attachments. All in all, they seem a fairly solid and an underserved art form. That's me.
Alrighty. Maria.
I liked their mission statement that they put it in a clever way, that they're dedicated to the creation of lively connections with the past through historically informed presentations of music. They do have a really narrow focus. Within this really narrow focus, I think that they are really high quality. Their brochures are beautiful, their website is elegant, simple, and so there's a really great quality to everything that they do. It's just sad that there's a small total reach. The mandala mystical arts of Tibet thing was an interesting thing. They really stepped out to do that. I like that they had the mandala being made in the City Hall building, and it attracted a lot of viewers, but whether it attracted anybody to early music now, who knows. They do collaborate with some other organizations. They collaborated with the Florentine Opera to do a Baroque operas. They talk about having strong fiscal stewardship and the forward funding policy that they guarantee enough reserves to back up the following season. I did make a note that they had talked about a deficit year 2017, I think, when they really had a big disparity between income and outgo. They had a new executive director, and they paid the old executive director for 6 months, so they were doing dual salaries as the new person got acclimated. And they exchange ads with other arts organizations in the Milwaukee area, and they're venturing into new software with Patron Manager, which, as a, having worked with little organizations, that's always been like the untouchable dream. So,
okay, thank you.
Organization seems to have like a laser focus on what they do, and they do that very well within that early music world. And they do push out a bit to explore some additional things. Really strong commitment to youth and education and workshops and master classes and things. They really stretch out, look for a broader service area.
My comments are in regard to what they do, and I think because this is one of those narrow fields like the chamber music was, it'd be helpful if the applicants, instead of just naming who the artists are, if they say, oh, we played French Renaissance music on period instruments or something like that, just for us as the reviewers to know a little bit more about what they did do and can they help with some of the diversity of that too. And then if they got a lot of outreach to students in the impact, there would probably be some teachers and some students that would be able to provide some feedback on that, and that was kind of missing. And I, as a musician, would hopefully be able to assume that there's a good impact on it, but it would be helpful to us as the reviewers. And I think my comment too about how they evaluated it is that I would some documentation on that rather than just verbal. And this might be a general topic that fits to other applicants too, but just a little more clarity and discipline in their narrative, adjusting those points would be helpful. But I thought overall it appears to be a successful endeavor with a good following.
Yeah, Yeah, again, I would echo a lot of the comments that have already been made, but yeah, for a very focused niche community, I mean, I know a lot of these names, and so I was kind of like, they're bringing in high quality performances. I did like the Tibetan monk as well, because again, it was just like, that would not have been what I would have guessed they would have done, but and like I said, and they had wonderful programming for their K-12. I did also have some of those budget concerns on how they were dealing with some of that. So again, I would echo that providing a little bit more action detail into your planning would be great.
Any other comments for the good of the cause? All right, go ahead and score.